Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tet, Mishnah Yud Aleph. We'll hear talk again about a person who swears falsely about a monetary obligation. We learned in Mishnah Tet that if the victim dies who's owed money, then the thief could take the principal and the homish that he stole from him and give it to his inheritors. Here we'll talk about how a person who sinned, who's a thief, how he gains teshuvah if the deceased person who he was supposed to pay back is dead and he also has no inheritors. Hagozel et hager v'nishba'lo. If somebody stole from a convert and he swore lying, claiming that he did not steal it, vamit, and then that convert died, and that convert died without having any inheritors. There are no inheritors. It's the only type of person in the Torah who could have no inheritors. Everyone has some sort of Jewish family, a brother, a son, a daughter. In some way, people will inherit him. There's a whole hierarchy of inheritance. But here, the ged, we say, is kekatan shenolad dameh. A convert is like a newborn baby, and it's possible that if he never marries, he has no family, so he has no inheritors. So what does the thief do in order to gain back teshuvah? Hareze meshalem keren vehomesh lakohanim. The thief would pay the principal and the fifth, the homesh, to the kohanim, ve'asham lamizbeach, and he brings a korban asham to be burned on the mizbeach, and that's how he receives his teshuvah, shene emar, like the pasuk tells us. If the man who stole has no relative to bring the payment to, that he could return that payment, he has no inheritor to pay out, must be talking about a convert in this situation, because that's the only type of person who has no inheritors. Ha'asham hamushav ladonai lakohen. The guilt payment that he has to pay is returned for Hashem to the Kohen. Besides for the ram of the atonement, which is talking about the asham, where he, the Kohen, is going to bring on the Mizbeach, and that'll provide atonement for this person. If this thief was doing it, he was doing it like he was supposed to do, he was bringing the money up to Yerushalayim, to the Kohanim, and he was bringing the Kohen with him, and then he died along the way. Hakesef yinatin lebanav. The money is given to his sons who inherit him, the thief's kids, because the moment a ger dies, his possessions become hefked. If he has no inheritors, they become ownerless, and whoever grabs them. So technically, the thief here, he owned it the moment the ger died, and he technically was supposed to keep it, but he had to do teshuvah. So we say he should bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. So now that he doesn't, there's no point in bringing it to the Kohen anymore, to the Beit HaMikdash, because he's dead. There's no more teshuvah for that person. So we say that his kids could keep it. And the asham that he was bringing to get teshuvah also can't be brought because the man is dead. And he can't bring, they can't bring the korban for him because he can't receive atonement anymore once he passed away. So they let it graze until it develops a blemish. Then they sell it, that animal, and they redeem the holiness onto the money. So now the money has holiness, and therefore they bring that money to the Beit HaMikdash, and they purchase voluntary nedava offerings with it that they were going to sacrifice on the Mizbeach, like the commentaries tell us, in order to make sure that the Mizbeach doesn't have downtime. We want to make sure that the Mizbeach is always going to be used and never idle. Therefore, they would have other korbanot nedava brought on the Mizbeach, and that's what that money is used for. It goes to a good cause, and you're spending the property of the Beit HaMikdash, the money, the right way.